Soldiers After Dark, Fellowship Continues, and I'm sitting here with my brother Nick and Jack, my fellow soldiers, and my name is Anthony, and I'm a bold believer in Jesus. So I'm excited, man. I'm ready to get back into the fight, and Mississippi's really been on my mind, going into the prison and trying to reach some people that are on death row. If I could sit there and just tell people about Jesus, that's all that matters to me, man. Tonight was great. That really woke me up, you know?
Yeah, the time will never be right.
Yeah, we just got to go out and do it.
It's kind of nice with that confirmation, hearing it, because I'm kind of going through something right where it's like, the time is never, yeah. But how do you, the hard part is, like, do other people see that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Sorry for the noise, guys. We're making adjustments. We're learning here.
Yeah, we're still new to us. We're just, But hey, the time was never right. We gotta get up and do it. Step up and step out, you know?
The time, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
time
waiting on the time to be right, you know, it's never gonna be right. Mm. And that was, you know, that I needed to hear that, you know.
I think we all did.
I don't care, you know, Ben is Ben, but Ben always, you know, brings a good teaching, and he always hears from God.
That word, you know.
Yeah, I'm going through some stuff right now, too. And while he was speaking on that, I'm, you know, praying, Jesus, you know, what do you want me to get out of this? What are you telling me here, you know? Because I got a situation I'm going through, and it's like, you know, I'm uncertain of which way to go. You know, me and my wife are praying on it, and, you know, we don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, we never want to make mistakes, but that's who we are as natural born sinners. You know, we make mistakes, but able to recognize it and to go forward and to push forward and know that Jesus came for those mistakes. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And it is difficult. It's hard, but the timing, you know, it's just never going to be, it's never going to be how you want it. You know, we just got to do it.
Yeah, it's never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I liked how he talked about fear and faith are together. Not necessarily, they're side by side. If you don't have any, there's no fear involved in the faith choice you're going to make, then is it really faith, you know? And I was listening to this radio program years ago, and the guy was explaining that you're not brave if you do something when you're not afraid.
Yeah.
It's when you're afraid and you do it anyway. That's where courage comes from. And I kind of related that to what Ben was talking about, you know? If there's no fear involved in your faith, you know, then is it really faith, you know? I mean, you got to step out in faith, you know, and trust, you know, that, you know. But if it's all dialed in and already, you know, I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you know, if everything is going, if everything...
Risk, great reward.
Yeah, there you go, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Right.
The consequences, we just got to get out there. You know, like how he was talking about the consequences. It reminds me of the book that he wrote, SOTC 52, and the first chapter, man, Step Up and Step Out, right? When Peter walked on the water, he asked, Lord, if that's you, let me come. That's a prayer request.
Sorry. And it was real good, bro.
Reverend.
No, but that's exactly what, you know, yeah, it was the... The timing of that, his timing for that message was right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Even though every other, like the time of what we're going through, timing is never right. But that message was perfect timing.
Yeah, for the season I'm in, for sure.
Season I'm in. Yeah, yeah. We're all kind of, we're really leaned out right now.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it is we're linked up, you know, and we could talk about it like this. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we're not isolated in this situation.
Right.
I battle with it too, and I'm sure same thing with you, Jack. And obviously, I've talked to you. I know for a fact it bothers you, but it always seems like we are alone in this, and we're not.
Right.
And it's easy to be like you feel like you're forsaken when it's just you and the Lord. But when you find out, hey, I'm not alone, there's a purpose.
There's assurance there.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, and to link up and know that, hey, he's not going to take us all out at one time.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We draw comfort sometimes in knowing other people's testimonies. And that's what our testimony's for, you know, because somebody else might be going through what we've already come out of. And then that encourages them and builds their faith that, hey, you know, God's not a respecter of persons. If he brought them out, he's going to bring me out too.
Amen.
It might be a different way, you know, might be a different time, but God's faithful, you know,
yeah.
And just, and you know.
He'll always provide a way of escape. I mean, like,
right.
we just got to choose it.
Right.
Right? That was the whole thing tonight. We have to choose. We have choices, man. And we have to choose the way of escape. It's there, but God's not going to push it on us. You know what I mean? We have to recognize it. We have to be in our word. We have to be around like-minded believers. And we have to recognize, okay, this brother is going through the same thing. And let me grab a hold of what helped him. And let me apply that to my life. And let me overcome the situation that I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we gain wisdom and understanding.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, from each other.
That or we have to go through it.
Well,
sometimes I'd rather. Yeah. Sometimes I'd rather learn from you, Jack.
Yeah, and, you know, I was... You know, young and dumb, you know, I can tell you how not to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ditto.
And, you know, sometimes we're young and think, you know, we got it all together and we don't listen until, you know.
Until we hit the wall.
Years later, you know, you got back issues and you remember the old guy telling you when you were framing houses that, hey,
right.
Take care of your back. And you're like, hey, I'm young. I can handle it.
Yeah.
Whatever catches up to you later.
Freaking idiot.
Why didn't I listen?
Why didn't I listen, right? There's always a time for everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though the time is never right, there is a time for everything, you know?
Yeah.
And we just got to step up and step out, man. I'm telling you, we just have to. Like, if Jesus is for us and we keep our eyes focused on the Lord, then, you know what I mean? Our hand is to the plow. We can't look back. We can't look back. I won't be fit. I won't be... well placed for the kingdom if I look back, because if you think about it, if I got my hands on a bike, on my motorcycle, and if I start looking around, I'm going to go off the road, you know? So I have to keep my eyes focused on what's ahead, and Jesus is ahead.
Right.
And I got to keep my eyes on him, and no matter if I don't think it's the right time, or if I don't think if I get comfortable, I got to step up. I got to step out. I got to push. I got to move forward. I got to press forward, because I know that the time that I'm in, the season that I'm in, it's just a glimpse. You know what I mean? I can't camp out in the valley of the shadow of death. I walk through it.
Amen.
I walk through the valley.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's kind of one of those things, too. I was just thinking, when you were saying don't camp out, if people don't take those words. They think when you walk through.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just read past it.
Yeah.
And, oh, you walk in, you know, they hear the Pulp Fiction and, you know, the...
Yeah.
You know, and, they, you know, and at the end, they want to hear, they want the wrap-up to be the end, but man, some of those chunks at the beginning of those verses are what you do, like, it didn't say to stay there.
No, I haven't.
You wouldn't know that if you glanced over, go through.
Yeah, go through.
It gets you through it. There's an end.
Exactly.
It got you through it, but everybody, I'm in this dark path and... In this valley, and you know, and but it's also the God that's the God of the valley is also the God of the
hilltop. Yeah,
he'll get you there.
Yeah, he will. And we just gotta recognize it. Like, oh, I'm camping out. I mean, we can't allow Satan to cast shadow on our life and take away God's glory. Right? He's gonna cast that shadow while we're in the valley, but we walk through it. We keep our eyes focused on Christ. We step up. We step out of the boat. We walk on water. No matter what our situation is, bring Christ to that situation, you know? And it's difficult. It's hard. I tell people all the time, man. But when you're able to acknowledge it and say, hey, I need you. What did Peter say when he was walking on water and he began to sink? Lord, help. Lord, save me. That's all he said. It wasn't some big, elaborate prayer. It was just, Lord, save me. And Jesus was right there. I saved him. You know what I mean? And that's how we got to cry out to God. We got to acknowledge our brothers and see what they're going through and how they overcame and how we could apply that to our life, you know, and just walk alongside of each other and hold each other accountable, sharpen each other, and just let them know that the season is over, you know?
Yeah, that's a good, good analogy, you know, of not camping out, you know, in the valley and getting your eyes off the Lord, you know, and looking at your circumstances. Like Peter, when he stepped out and walked on the water, you know, he was all like, yeah, right on. But then he started looking at the storm and got his eyes off Jesus. But, you know, he cried out to the Lord, and we can cry out to the Lord when we're in the shadow, you know, in the valley of the shadow.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be mad at us. You know, he's not going to, you know, hit us over the head. He's just going to reach out and grab our hand like he did Peter and pull us up.
Yeah. And you know, it's weird. Is it all... Both of those situations have fear. And
yeah.
Peter had his focus on the Lord, called him out to the water. Lord, call me out if it's really you.
Yeah.
Call me out to the water because he wants that reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's rough. And so I think he felt like a lot of us do, a little bit of God's grace for a moment and like times. And he's like, okay, cool. God's got me. And then he realized he's man, he's going to make mistakes. And
yeah,
doubt starts to set in and fear.
Yeah,
and but for that fleck of moment, he could walk on water.
Yeah,
two or three steps, it was enough. But that was it.
And when I read that, right, I picture it in my head, like, okay, Christ, when he sent them out, he said, okay, go and you're gonna make it to the other side, right? So he was in the mountaintop praying, and like now he's with the Father interceding, right? And we're out there in the storms of life. And we're going through it, but he says, you'll make it to the other side. You know what I mean? So I hold that strong. That's a promise to me. Like, no matter what, I'm going to make it to the other side. I just got to keep going forward and keep pushing and just take, you know what I mean? Just go, man. Just move.
Well, it's like the Apostle Paul said, you know, I don't look back, but I look ahead and I press on. And that's a double-edged sword, you know. He made a lot of mistakes. He persecuted the church. And that, you know, everybody thinks, you know, that's all he was talking about. I don't look back at that. You know, I can't look back at that. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't feel worthy enough, you know, to, you know, promote the kingdom. But also, Paul had a lot of successes, you know. And we also can't look back at all those successes and get complacent and get comfortable and start to slow down and relax. You know, we got to forget about those too, because we're doing a new thing today. Each and every day, you know, God has something new for us, you know.
Yeah.
It's the new time, a new season, a new place, you know.
That's good. We gotta just move forward with it. I mean, I like how you said that, like, not look back at the things that we were successful for. I mean, because yeah, that gets you comfortable. I want to be out there in the struggle, man. And when I'm broken, I know I can lean on God. I need God. You know what I mean? And that's when I feel more and the confidence. My peace is. I'm at peace when I have that fear, or when I'm broken and my spirit is down and I'm empty and bankrupt. I know I could just give it to God because his power is enough. Everything is sufficient, you know what I mean, for godliness. It's just right there. I got to apply it to my life. If I'm not applying it and just reading it, then I'm going to fall, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yep. What do you guys think about that billboard idea?
That billboard is going to be pretty cool.
Isn't that pretty neat?
I liked the... You know, he always casts a good vision, man. I liked how, you know, he described the testimony he wants to put on that billboard, you know, with the picture.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Had enough?
That's going to, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Enough yet?
Yeah.
Punk?
Pretty much.
Idiot.
Right?
You idiot.
You idiot.
You know what? Look at Apostle Paul. You foolish Galatians. He'll be with you. I mean, like... He's pretty much saying, you idiot, you know?
You idiot.
And it's like, sometimes we need that hard admonishing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's what keeps me. It's what started all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ben's like, "What are you in here? And get it? What are you doing? You know?"
The river.
Yeah, it's a river, man. I can't allow it to pass me by. I've sat in my accident, and I could be, "Oh, poor me," or am I gonna get up and move? You know? And like that gentleman that I wish, you know, if you're out there and you're hearing, his name was Rob from Sacramento, man. He gave me that motivation that I needed. He said, as soon as I started moving my ankle, he was like, "Hey, you can move? Well, get up, man," you know? And it made me mad, but that's what I needed. I needed that hard, you know, that tough love. You know, it was truth and love. Like, it was tough, but he knew that I could handle it. He knew that type of person I was, and he knew, "Okay, I can't sit here and be, it's okay, it's okay." No, he's like, "Get up, you're moving, get up," you know? And I thank him for it, man, and changed my whole life. And yeah, it was great motivation, but I had to still go out and do it, you know?
It's a good example of sometimes there's a good time to comfort.
Yeah.
And then there's time to say, "Hey, let's get moving."
Yeah.
That time has passed. We're men.
Yeah, right.
If you don't get back up quick, you're gonna faster. You're gonna sit there, you're gonna isolate, you're gonna start blaming things, you're gonna just start thinking of all the excuses that it's keeping you there instead of the reasons that you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's exactly how he put it. He's, "Man, you're too young to be in that bed. You'll be bedridden for the rest of your life. You gotta get up, you gotta try," you know what I mean? And I thank God for him. He was my angel, man.
Yeah.
Because I would have been in that bed, like, "Give me some more drugs," you know what I mean? I was already falling and slipping, man, and getting oxys and all this stuff. Like,
well, the devil gave you every excuse to quit.
Oh, yeah.
And the one reason you didn't, he left. You know, you can't touch God.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
That was enough. That was enough to pull you through.
Yeah, that was it.
Hallelujah.
I thank God, you know. And it's just like, okay, how can I use what the enemy meant for evil? How can I use it for good now? How can I apply that to people's situations? How can I, you know what I mean? When people are like, "Oh, you don't know." "What do you mean I don't know, man? What are you talking about? Let me show you, homeboy. Let me show you some pictures, man. Like, now do you believe?" You know what I mean? And I get everybody's in different situations and different circumstances in their life, but Jesus can come to those situations, man. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us, man. We just got to acknowledge it. And I encourage everyone that's listening out there, just try him. Just give God a try, man. And just allow him to come to your situations and just move, man. Just step up, step out, and have faith. And listen to these podcasts or just get around brothers and fellowship, because that's what we do. We just fellowship and talk about Jesus, man. You know, that's all that we're trying to do. That's all we're doing, actually.
Yeah, the other thing too is on the try Jesus, but really want to do it.
Yeah,
don't come in right faking it. Don't do it because it's a check mark on a box that you're just trying to. "Oh, I'm going to spend the." Come in for revelation, not information.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're really going to give it a shot, you got to open your heart up to it. If not, don't waste your time, because it's going to make you, I don't know what it'll do to you. I just know that without it, you just won't understand and you'll close the book. And yeah. Find yourself if you do get in the book, find yourself something that's easy to read, a nice translation. Do the research for yourself, you know, and that's the thing is apply God's promises to your life and test those, because what he does for me, he could do for you, but he doesn't do the things that he does for me for you. You have to step out and apply that knowledge to your life so you can make those changes. Those are the things he does for us. He makes the changes in us, and the sooner we realize that, the more I think the promises and the prayers that we ask for come alive.
Don't fake the funk.
Don't fake it. You know, it's spiritual.
Yeah.
Asking for money or things of physical being, you know, of physical things of this life. And sometimes those things aren't going to, we're not responsible enough to handle what God wants us to have until we handle those, until we clear out those spiritual issues at the root.
The little thing.
Yeah, I was just listening to Katie Souza earlier today on a podcast, because I want to get to know her, what she's about, since we're going to be doing some revivals with her.
Yeah.
She's going to be in Myrtle Beach. She's also going to be over here
on the 18th, I believe she'll be, the Soldiers of the Cross Women's Group, the Bible study, they're going to have Katie Souza hosted.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday, they're going to live broadcast it. She's going to be in Yuba City at a conference that they're having at Glad Tidings Church in Yuba City. But she was talking about soul wounds, soul hurts, you know. While familiar with, by his stripes we're healed, and when we think physically, but she was talking about how he paid the price for our soul to be healed. You know, all those woundings, over the course of our lives that we carry and kind of affect how we react to certain situations and how we respond or receive certain things, mindset, could be, go through a filter of wounding, and so we don't always see things or do things in a healthy manner, depending on how healthy our soul is. And I've never heard of anybody talk about that before, that not only do we got to be physically healed in our body, but more importantly, we got to get the soul healing, and
the spiritual cleansing.
Yeah, everyone, we always think of it as a physical healing or a physical, it's something physical, but the Lord is spiritual, man.
Yeah, and our spirit's okay.
Yeah.
Our spirit's been renewed, born again, and that's, where God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit reside in us is in our spirit. But our soul still needs, to be renewed, needs to be healed. And there's stuff that we've gone through that we forgot about, but still, it programmed us, and how, we look at life, how we go through life, and we don't even realize it anymore because it's it's been so much a part of our life.
It's calloused, huh?
Yeah, depending on the circumstances and the situation, like she described, women that always choose the wrong guy, that always beats them up, there's a reason you do that, let's go back, there was some kind of something happened in your childhood, there was, a soul wounding,
yeah,
that maybe there was some abuse that went on or something that makes you respond,
there's always a root cause to it,
right,
you can't ever put a finger on it until you know how to find it.
Right.
And so maybe someone like Katie Souza can create that roadmap in your mind to dig deep into the root of that, those problems, those deep down
hard issues.
She takes you through, through the scriptures. She takes you through renouncing, those things that we came into agreement with,
Yeah.
I mean, there's a statistic that most of the men that are in prison were told most of their childhood, someday you're going to end up in prison. Someday you're just like,
yeah,
someday you're going to,
let it go, disown it.
Yeah. So that negative programming, got into, the subconscious, and sent you on a path,
made you react a certain way.
Right. You might not have went,
That's why you have to renew your mind.
Right. They always say you renew your mind with the washing of the water of the
word. And that's it. The water of the word. Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's on heavy duty cycle.
Yeah, man.
And there's some bricks in
there. Yeah. Here's some shoes in there.
They throw some bleach in there sometimes too, man.
Yeah, right.
And, you know? Mm. Yeah.
I'll make you white as snow, man.
Right? You can't sit in there either, man. You got to come out and get dry. You sit in that sin, you're still in there. You're still in all that stuff.
Oh, man.
You can't be isolated in there with it. You got to get out and get
pure,
dried, or run through the next test.
The next test. You know, level up.
What's the chatter in your own mind? You know, what's that constantly,
that bickering
of and talking, in your mind, And, if you start putting the word into your mind and into your heart, and you start meditating, not meditating, just going over and thinking about,
all the scenarios.
Yeah. And getting that in there. And pretty soon it quiets that chatter and it blocks it out and your mind's renewed, and now you're focusing on healthy things. You're focusing, what's the word of God say about me? Not that I'm a loser, not that I'm going to end up in prison. I'm no good. I'm just like my dad, whatever the circumstance is, what does God say about me?
Hallelujah.
What's the word say about me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And who am I in Christ? Hey, that old guy's passed away, man. Yeah. I'm a new creature in Christ. I don't have to think about those things anymore.
Man,
that's not who I am,
Take authority.
Yeah. Like, Paul, I'm not looking back. Yeah, I used to kill Christians. I used to put them in prison. I can't look at that anymore. That's the old guy. Now I'm promoting the gospel. Now I'm going throughout the world to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Writing the epistles, writing the letter.
Yeah. Well, what did he say? He did. It's like I think in Philippians, he did like a whole resume. I did this, I did that, I did this, but I count it all rubbish.
Right.
I count it all like trash, man, compared to Jesus Christ, and pushing the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's something to grab a hold of right there, Not to look back and the mistakes are those accomplishments, but consider them as trash and move forward for that crown,